I could. I'd flush him, but anyway, Dan, if it's a quick one, I'll still be away.
Okay.
Well, close enough. Good evening, everybody. This is about to be the Friday night 3870 Trader's Net. My name is Dan. Call us K-A-W-A-Y-Z. We're in the middle of Houston. We have this net every Friday night at 7:30 on 3870. And it's intended use is for the buying, selling, trading of amateur-related equipment. You can list as many items as you want, but go slow because I'm trying to write it down. Give prices, by all means. And just give a fairly accurate estimate of what the condition is if you can. Give prices. We have a couple of backup net controls when they're available or have a desire. Minutes, W5DPK, up in East Texas, JKM5QS down in Dallas. And every now and then we can recruit Justin, KI5. So.
KI5 for Whisk.
What?
Alpha India 5OS, just remember artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Man, I can't get that one stuck in there. Okay. Anyway, we'll try and take a list of call times in a minute. And we'll have everyone of those people come back with their full call sign. And after that, give your name, then give your location. Then list everything you have for the launch sale, trade, giveaway. And give your contact information at the end, like your phone number or what you're doing on the QRZ database or email. Before we get started, does anyone have any emergency traffic or any particular information they want to bring up? Okay. Then we'll let it roll. Who wants to be first? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come with your call sign now.
Papa Yankee X-ray.
There's a live one. KE5PYX. We're ready.
Yeah, good evening, Dan. KE5PYX Ricky over here just north of Beaumont. I have a Night Viking MB5A. Sort of works good. Meters don't work in it. And I'm not going to troubleshoot it, and I'm not going to deal with it. I run an external meter with it, and it runs fine. So, like I said, the meters don't work, but it's in good shape. The tuner itself works. All the capacitors, everything work in it. Antenna switch works. I'm going to have it in-belted if anybody wants to see it or pick it up. I'm going to add 200 on it. I also have the meter that I'm using with it as a external meter is a Daiwa, D-A-I-W-A, it is a CN, Charlie Nancy -101L, it's a 1.8 to 150, so I'll take 50 for it. If anybody wants to buy it with the tuner, then I'll let the tuner end up here and go for 225. I'm just getting some of the stuff out of the way, trying to clear some of the stuff out. And, I've got some more stuff in it, but I got to pull it out and check it. So contact information here is 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063.
Okay. Good deal. Thanks, Ricky. Ricky, over in the Beaumont area, KE5 Papa Yankee X-ray. He's got a Night Viking MB5A tuner. He said the meters don't work in it, but it works fine otherwise. He's got an outboard meter to go with it, or that he uses with it. And he also has a Daiwa CN101L that he would sell separate for $50. Or if you bought the tuner and the meter, he'd do the pair for $225. That's a good deal. Those are great tuners, too. And I checked those meters with a an old meter to make sure they are really bad. It might just be a diode or something. Anyway, Ricky can be reached at area code 409-239-8063.
Once again, that number is 409-239-8063. Anyone need a help?
Comment?
Yeah.
Ricky, did you check the 9-volt battery?
Yeah, sir. Yeah, I checked it, and just checking it, and I'm not if I could put a brand new one in it. It still didn't do it, so I'm not going to dig into it, but I've got one, I'm running anyway.
Okay, all right. So I got a download, Dan.
Okay. Now, I was going to say, if you just take your ohm meter, put it on low ohms position, and put the red wire on the positive, the black on the negative, that meter should move. It's if it's any good, you know, it should go all the way up or most of the way. If it doesn't move, it's probably dead or neighbor. Anyway, but they're easy to fix. Okay, anybody need a fill on Ricky's listing? Okay. Who's next? Myself, Trey Dibboy. Come with your call sign now. Well.
DPP.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Sammy.
Alright. This is W5EPP, name's Sammy. I'm located over here in the Bryan College Station area. And I've got a bunch of tubes that I'm going to start cutting back on. Just got some ore, and I'm going to add that to the pile and get rid of a few of them, keep a few. Anyway, these are transmitting tubes, some Russian tubes, and I got some regular American tubes also. The tubes I have that are Russian, I think there's got some GS-23s. Those are Tetros. They're probably 1,500 watts. GS-31. At the triode, a GS-35 at the triode. GI-46Bs are triodes, and then I've got some GI-7Bs, a few of those. I do have maybe a few 8877s, and I still got a couple of YC-156s. And I don't have any 3500s or 572s, but I might have a few 8874s and what the hell I might have. Anyway, if you're got the 4CX1000 and maybe one or two 4CX1500s. So there's quite a bunch of different tubes there, eh? If you're looking for anything like that, call me at 979-820-4814. 979-820-4814. Email, good on fuel there.
Okay, hey, Steph, the one you couldn't remember, let's see, after... I think you said after 8874s, the one that you couldn't remember, is that the 3CX800?
Yeah, I may have a few 3CX800s.
Okay. That would make a lot of people happy, including me. Sammy over there, Brian, W5DEPP. Dishes, pots, and pans. The word Brian. You got a spatula of tubes here, like just about anything you can imagine if you want spares or you're going to be building something or thinking about it. He's got, GS-23, I think that's 1500 watt plate dissipation, he said. Got GS-31s, GS-35s, GI-46Bs, GI-7Bs, of course. 8877s, YC-156s, that's a high power tube, 3CX-1500, or 5000, sorry. Got some 8874s, which are scarcer than chicken's feet. Got some 3CX-800s, which are just about as scarce. 4CX-1000s, 4CX-1500s. So he does not have any 3-500s right now, but he's probably got something that you might want to consider installing in its place.
Jimmy can be reached.
Area code 979-820-4814. That number again is 979-820-4814.
Tim, you can look Sammy up on the QRZD.
Think of me under W5DPP and send him an email and tell him what you need. He's probably got anybody you need it to.
I've also got several amps if anybody ever uses those.
Several amplifiers?
Yeah.
You want to make a separate lip sync for no?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you got any 3001s?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I was afraid you were going to say it. Okay.
You might be interested in one of those here pretty quick. We'll see.
Okay.
I know you got a lot of other stuff there, but...
Okay, you might need a pill on any of the stuff Sammy's got with all those tubes.
Okay.
Who else got something else you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away?
Come up to your call sign now.
It's the Dirty Rabbit.
Every Bravo is easy.
We got three. Let's do the Dirty Rabbit first.
All right, this is Kilo 5, Delta Radio, Dirty Rabbit, Dog Rectum, whatever. And I got a few items I'm going to offer up for sale. Top of the list is the cream of the crop, little amplifier. I like this little amplifier. It's really good. Dan knows it real well. It's an old SB230 that's been converted over to GI7BT. And I went through it and completely revamped it to all new wiring and everything in it. And it's simplified, super easy to use, easy to tune, 80 through 10, 450 to 550 out, and it runs on 110 volt or 120 volt AC only. Can't switch it over to 240 anymore, the way it's been configured. And it works just fine on 120 if you get a good stout circuit. 450, 550 out, no problem. And comes with a spare tube, spare GI7BT that I've tested. This used to be my test amp. I tested a whole bunch of GI7BTs in it and found out whether it was good or bad. And it works works quite nicely. Good vacuum relays and everything in it. $600 for that thing and the spare tube. And I'm not shipping anything. Nothing I'm listing is going to ship. Come get this stuff. Come get it. We'll meet up at the Page Travel Center up here on 290. And you give me the cash, I'll give you the goodies. And let's see, what else do I have? I got a bunch of test equipment. I don't know who might use this. It doesn't seem like too many people even do any of this work anymore. I got a couple of signal generators. I got a Marconi 2018 0.1 hertz to 550 megahertz synthesized signal generator, and works good. And let's see, I also have a Hewlett Packard 8640B. Got an original manual for that thing too. It comes with it. $100 for each of those signal generators. $100 each. You come get it. I'm not shipping these things. Got some function generators, waveform generators, impulse generators. Got a, they're small units. B&K and HP. I think $20 a piece for those. They all work. Got frequency counter, HP frequency counter. $20 for it. Works good. 100 megahertz. Real accurate. Got lots of digits on it, so it's super accurate. And I think $20 for that too. Got a bunch of other odds and ends for test equipment. Got a broken IFR Aeroflex. Spectrum analyzer, the exact model is a Alpha 7 7550A, And I've got the original manual with that one, too. And this one is registered with Aeroflex. So if you send it in, you can use my registration and get it fixed. It doesn't work right now. So it's free for anybody that will come get it. So contact me via email. I'm good on QRZ. Been there forever and ever at the same address. So I'm good on there. Send me an email. Let me know what you're looking for and how we're going to go about getting together and making the exchange. KK5DR.
Okay, thank you, man. Hope I got it all, but if I missed something, just come back and let me know. Matt, KK5DR over in the Austin area. He's got a bunch of stuff here, neat stuff. Got a heat kit SD230 conversion to a GL7BT. Russian tube. Works good, looks great. Puts out a full 550 watts, wired for 120 volts. And it comes with a spare tube for $600. That's a bargain. With a nice, smooth-out, up-running amplifier. He's got a bunch of test equipment. Some of this I probably missed or messed up. Got a couple of signal generators. Got a Marconi and an HP. The HP is a 8640P. It sounds familiar. Anyway, he said they both work fine. He'll take $100 for each one. He's got some function generators, like for waveform, tough pulse, general use, I guess you'd call it. He paid $40 a piece for those. He's got a frequency counter. I think he said that was HP also. He paid $3 for that. And he's got a Aeroflex spectrum analyzer that he says broken, but you can get back in touch with Aeroflex. And they'll probably help you fix it. Probably not much wrong with it. They'll give that away for free. Now, Matt will not ship any of this stuff, but he'll meet you somewhere to trade hands. Trade foot in your hands instead of his. And the best way to get a hold of Matt is to come up on QRZ under KK5 Delta Radio, KK5DR. And send him an email and tell him what you're interested in. Maybe he'll meet him. Anybody needs it. Okay, thank you, Matt. And let's see, VIV. Go right ahead, Mr. Jim.
Hi, Brother Dan. Folks, this is KB5ZIV. I'm located down in Uvalde. I just got a couple of items. I have a HTX212. 2 meter rig. Little mobile rig. Works good. Looks pretty good. Yeah. I'd like to get $75 for that. I have an M4 rotator and control box. It was taken off the tower. They cut all the freaking control cables, so I don't have any control cable for it. But it works as it should. I have 4 boxes of high band VHF radios. Yeah. They were used at the fire department over here in a rural area. I don't need them. They are wideband FM. So anybody that would be interested in that, just make me an offer on those. The rotator and controller, I want 500 for. The easiest way to get a hold of me is look me up on QRZ, drop me an email. I will have all this junk stuff at Belton. The high band radios will probably stay there. I don't really want to bring them home. I have some other junk there. Me and Jay will be there on Thursday, so that's pretty much what I got there. Dan, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Okay, Jim,
5-0 India Victor, AB5ZIV out in Uvalde. He's got a few items here. He's got a Radio Shack, HDX212, mobile rig. I think they put out 50 or 75 watts. Nice looking radio for $75. That's cheap. He's got a hand pull rotor and control, no cable, but it works like it did when it was first born for $500. He's got four boxes of high band VHF high band radios. They're wide band FM, and just make an offer on those. But four boxes that you pile them, you get a lot of good parts. Probably if you get any sparks about putting them on AM frequency, that should be no problem. Anyway, Jim says make an offer on those high band, those boxes of high band rigs. He'll be bringing all this stuff to Belton in April here. And the best way to get a hold of Jim before then is to look him up on the QRZ database under KV5ZIV and send him an email. Give your phone number in there, and he'll call you when you can find a spot in his cell phone, whatever his cell phone works out there. Anyone need a call? Okay, one more. OZZ, go right ahead.
Okay, this is Tom, WB5OZZ, New Keene, Texas. Good and sure, Z. Need to buy one Halicrafter SX101A receiver. Halicrafter SX101A receiver, working order. And a heat kit. Hot water 16 transceiver CW with the outboard VFO, separate piece of equipment, HG10 VFO, then a Alpha 374 and Alpha 86, and then I have a need for a couple of Jennings fact variable. UCLS 750 and up to 1 is 1500, but you know, I have to look at the rating. I've got a list of exactly what I need, but if you have any Jennings fact variable, you know, and yeah, that's about it. Phone number 832-755-2341. That's 832-755-2341. Over.
Okay, went pretty fast there, Don, but I think I got it. Hang on a minute. Okay, John up there in New Keene. He's got some wants here. He's looking for a Helicopter SX-101A. Now that's a real heavy receiver. He likes one that's in working order. He's also looking for a HKIT, HW-16 transceiver. That's now the CW transceiver. Covers three bands. And he'd like that with the HKIT HG-10 VFO that kind of matches it. In working order for both. He's also looking for an Alpha 374 or an Alpha 86. And he'd like to get his hands on some Jennings vacuum variables, probably for the C1 and C2 positions and making an amplifier or something like that. So, if you've got a source for any of this or have it yourself, give Don a call at area code 832-755-2341. 832-755-2341. Anyone need a pill? Okay. I'll get one more holler and then see if somebody else wants to dig one out. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come with your call sign now.
Delta Radio.
A repeat. Delta Radio, go ahead.
Yeah, I missed an item. I forgot about it. I got a rotor controller for Yaesu Johnson's at EXA 1000. It's a pretty good size rotor. Rotor is no good no more, and I'm not going to do nothing about it. I'm just going to leave it the way it is and sell the rotor controller. Cut off the control cable off it, so it's got the connector and all that. Anyway, I think it should be worth $100. Contact me on George's email, KFIVR.
Okay, that's that controller, was that a Yaesu or what brand?
Yaesu DXA 1000.
Okay, good. Okay, Matt, KK5DR, he's got a rotor control,
a Yaesu rotor control, DXA 1000.
It's nice shape, doesn't have any of the other equipment that goes with it, such as cable or the rotor itself, but
I understand a lot of these things will work with other rotors. But he's asking $100 for that DXA 1000, probably a pretty cheap price. And Matt, the best way to get a hold of Matt is look him up on QRZ under KK5DR, Digital Radio. And send him an email, give him your number, or give him a time when he can call you, leave your number, he'll call you and you can meet up and get that control. Anybody needs help?
Contact K5IM.
Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Matt a question on that controller. Matt, is that the controller that has a variable speed on it?
Yes, it is. It's variable speed, and you can it's got a knob for preset too.
Roger. Okay. Well, I'll be in contact with you. You can put my name on it.
All right. We'll scratch your name on it.
The deal going down.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Matt. Okay, let me see. Maybe Dennis up there is awake, and he'd like to holler off cues. I'm going to hear him, but I think the band's getting better. You want to give it a shot, Dennis? W5DPK.
Yeah, well, let's do that. This is W5 Delta Papa Kilo. The name is Dennis. We're in Longview, Texas. This here is the Friday night 3870 Trader's Den. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or even give it away, I don't care. Come now with your call sign suffix.
Quebec Sierra.
AM5. Quebec Sierra. Go ahead.
All righty. This is just a ham radio announcement, a QST, if you will, briefly. I haven't been hitting ARM for a while, but we've only got 19 days till Belton. As Jim said earlier, we will be there on Thursday. It's the usual deal. You've heard it a million times. Bring what you want us to cook. If you want us to cook something for you Thursday night, we're not going to do a special dinner, but if you bring a piece of meat or something, we'll probably have a fire in the pit so we can toast it up for you. As far as the rest of the ham fest is concerned, the usual fare is good. Whatever you want to bring, sausages, chicken bits, or something we can throw on the pit during the day for Friday and like that. Flour tortillas and maybe a few eggs. I don't think we need any more plastic silverware, but it never hurts. Paper plates are usually welcome. Paper towels. And, Jim, what did I miss? Oh, firewood. Well, then, screw you, too.
Got it? Got it? Jay, I think it was last week, sometime like that, Jim said something like they had some firewood or I'm not so sure. CIV, are you on there?
You know, you were doubled with by the idiot out there, Dennis. Jim said something about what?
Never mind. I'll call you on the phone.
The nice thing about lids is eventually they go away.
Yeah, that's true. All right, as Jay said, the Belton Ham Fest is coming up in 19 days. Be there or be square. Bring eggs. It's got tortillas. It's got plastic silverware. If your significant other can cook, or you can cook, and you can follow directions, bake some brownies, cookies, leaded or unleaded, I don't care, and bring them, and everyone will eat them, and they will be gone, and you will not have to take anything home, that's for sure. All right, this is W5DPK. Is anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. I heard something, but it was scratchy.
It was Ray.
It was Ray? Oh, no. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, do I have an answer?
Yeah, I guess you did. I mean, the audio was horrible, so go ahead and let's try it.
Okay, just looking for an external speaker, that's what I'm looking for. Not necessarily for Kenwood, but something that's kind of halfway decent.
Okay, what's, Ray, what's your call, your contact information, and is any particular speaker you're looking for, or just a good communication speaker?
Just a good communication speaker. Contact info, my name is Ray, call us Kilo Fox 6, Tango, India. I'm here in, Texas, phone 936-363-5904.
Okay, that was much better. All right, Ray, Teal Foxtrot 6, Tango, India. He's in Conroe. He's looking for a good communications speaker. It probably ain't on, something like that. Good communication speaker will do. And there's going to be probably hundreds of them down there at Belton, that's for sure. His phone number is 936-363-5904. 936-363-5904. Operators are standing by.
Dennis, who was that?
Ray.
Let's say again.
It was Ray. Kilo Foxtrot 6 Tango India.
Okay. I have several Motorola's old communication speakers. They work good. I'll have several of them with me. The price will be right.
Well, let's see if that helps.
Those are awesome ones. That and the old Radio Shack one.
Yeah, Motorola. So some of the old GEs, especially off the old prod lines, will work good. Ray, what did you say?
That's a 3.2 ohm speaker. Don't take much to drive it. Sounds good.
Yeah, you buy one of them matching communication speakers at Eddie Cotton, $100 these days. You buy one of them, they weigh a lot less and sound better. They actually sound decent.
Okay, am I getting out?
Yeah, you're getting out, right? There was just several people at the same time. If nobody else comes up before I'm closer to you or whatever, I'll have several when I'm at Belton.
Okay, well, I got the imp on, so just wondering if that made any difference.
Yeah, it sounds good. Before, for some reason, you had RF, you don't now.
Do I still have it?
Nope. No.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to switch back to standard fare. Be right back.
One switch. It sounds good.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Oh, well, what the hell? Okay.
It's all BPK. Anyone else? 503 giveaway coming.
Whiskey Oscar
Zulu. Who the heck is that? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dennis. I just have a couple of items I'd like to list here before I forget. This is Dan K8WOZ. I'm in Houston. I've got a Kenwood Teal 922A. It's in beautiful shape. It's I've been using it for quite some time. Not a mark on it outside, and everything works fine. I use it every morning or every other morning because I swap duties between it and another amplifier. I need 1150 cash, or I'll deliver it within 100 miles of Houston. Let's see, it's wired for 120 right now, and that's all I've ever needed. It does a typical 1200 watts key down, or I mean, if you want to drive with 100, you can get more than that out of it, but it doesn't do much good. Let's see, I've got a SX110 receiver. It'll last $140. I'll deliver that within 100 miles. That thing is beautiful and works the same way. And, I'll think of something else. I forgot what it was, so I'll stick with those two. Anyway, name is Dan. The phone number is 281-974-8171. Again, that's 281-974-8171. And I'm good on the QRZ database. Email under K8WOZ. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, very good. KWZ, Dan at Houston, has a Kenwood T922 Alpha for sale, full outfit, immaculate, nice looking radio. It's been gone through. Man, don't have no junk. $1,150. He'll deliver it within 100 miles of Houston. Has an SX110. Receiver, classic radio, $140, been gone through. Also, delivery within 100 miles of Houston. Dan, are you going to Belton?
I don't know for sure. I know I'll go in the fall, but the spring is always a difficult time for me, so I'll admit to wait a week or so and find out.
Okay, very good. Give C8WOZ a call at phone number 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. Make your deal. He may or may not be going to Belton, so you might head toward Houston. Anyone need a fill?
If there was good incentive to go, like selling a couple of things, I probably would go. Right now, I'm kind of getting.
Well, what about our trans relationship, our brotherhood? What's wrong with you, boy?
I don't need any more, Bill.
Okay. This is W5DPK. You're listening to the Friday night 3870 Traders Net. Buy, sell, trade giveaway come now.
Good question.
November 5, good question. Go ahead, Wild Bill.
All right. We will be in Belton 3 Friday from tonight. It is Friday, I think. Anyway, everybody knows I go to Belton. If you got junk that you want to sell, broken power supplies, radios you cannot fix, and amplifiers, especially amplifiers, come to the pit and bring them, and I'm interested. interested in them, and I'll sell them back to you after they're fixed and warranty them. I do every time I go to Belton, and it's worked out well in the past, especially like on the Astron power supplies, you know. But if you got something broke and you want to sell it because you're tired of trying to get it fixed and you can't find nobody to fix it, bring it with you, and I'll buy it. You know, I'm good on QRZ, but, you know, like I said, I warranty everything I sell for 90 days, so, you know, bring me junk.
Well, somebody wanted to talk to you on the phone privately. What would be your phone number?
Well, there's two ways to find it. It's written in most of the women's bathrooms and the truck stops across America. Or it's 228-669-9125.
Good thing I take shorthand. My side looks like a few just a minute. Okay, M5 QQ, Bill there in Mississippi. He's coming to Belton. He's going to bring some shrimp, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Lots of shrimp. Anyway, he does bring cash also. And if you've got some old broken stuff, amplifiers, tuners, power supplies, rakes, different assorted junk, he'll buy your junk. Give me a fair price, considering what it is, and fix it, and then sell it back to you if you want to do that. I mean, it's possible. He's done it before, he'll do it again. So, if you want to get rid of some stuff, bring it on and go from there. Bill's phone number is 228-669-9125. Boy, oh boy. 228-669-9125. I believe that's right. Anyone need a pill? All right, this is W5DGK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, give away, come now.
TI.
Yeah, TI, go ahead.
I was going through my stuff the other day, and I don't have a clue what it's worth. I've got a pair of, or at least one, it's a hem key, the paddles, and it's in okay shape. I don't have a clue what they're even worth.
What are they?
Paddles, you know,
okay, here's the motorbike.
Wood switch, CWK, paddle.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, okay.
Now, Ray, who are they made by?
Sorry?
Who are the paddles made by?
Ham key.
Okay, probably 35 to 50, maybe.
I didn't catch you, no.
35 to 50, if you're lucky.
Okay, just curious. Some months ago, I mentioned about an NSJ here. And I got a response, and I can't find the guy's phone number. If he's listening, offering for whatever it costs to ship, I just give it to you.
Okay, very good. Message sent. All right, thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
All right, anyone else? Anywhere. It don't matter. It doesn't have to be here in the state of Texas. Buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. Okay, Matt,
are you still there, KK5DR?
Okay, I'll try to catch him after the net.
All right, Dano, I've done all the damage I can do. You want to give it to someone else or put the ribbons on it?
KAWOZW5GPK.
KK5DR.
Matt, stick around after the net. I got a question about that racetrack there, too.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
Well, as long as, I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay, yeah, I've been out there and everything, but I don't know a whole lot about the operations or anything like that. They are running right now. I can hear them from my house. Take a bit of you.
Okay, it's not far from Belton then.
No.
That's a good deal. Go ahead, Dano.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. All right. This is the Friday night, 3870 Trader's Net. So we're getting close to the end here, I believe. Jay, do you want to do a show? See if you can find some of it?
Yeah. I'll give it a run. This is KM5QS, and this is the Friday night. Texas Trader's Net, it's Friday night, 3870 Trader's Net. At any rate, is there anyone out there we've missed that has anything they'd like to buy, sell, trade, or give away? Come out. Okay, we're not interested in defunct keys. I will say one thing before I pass it back to Dan. I don't know what possesses some people to have a low enough mental capacity to think it's fun to mess with other people that are just enjoying themselves. But enjoy yourself while you can, sir, because we always find you. And when we do, I personally will make it my mission to tell the whole frickin' world who the hell you are and where you live. Okay, Dan, back to you.
All right, thanks very much. Let's see here. Hang on a second.
Okay, I got my stuff lined up now.
Okay, and this could be the last call. Anybody else, buy, sell, trade, or give away,
come with your call time now and let us know what you got and what you want to get rid of. Rusty, are you around today?
Yeah, I'm here, Dan.
Hey, quick question. You may have already heard about this. I know a guy that's got a Meritron, MFJ, and ALS, the 600-watt solid-state amplifier with a linear power supply. Read that model.
Not for me. Well, I know what you're talking about, but I haven't heard anything.
Solid state, I think it's an ALS 600. They got an ALS 500, you know, the mobile jam job. But anyway, I know a guy's got one that's something wrong with the power supply, and he's looking for somebody to fix it. And I gave me your name, and I told him I'd ask you first, because he said he could ship it to you to look at it, if you would be interested.
Somebody asked me about that before. Yeah, I can look at it. You say it's a linear supply?
Yes.
Okay. Those are easier to work on than the switching. Switching's got too many little bitty components in them.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I said, well, fortunately, it's a linear, and Rusty is pretty familiar with linear supplies because he makes boards for a lot of them. I'm going to tell him, I'll send him a text, and he'll probably give you a call or send you an email.
Yeah, I think somebody asked me about that before, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else have anything they want to talk about before we pull the plug here? Okay, thank you all for your participation and listening and listening, and we'll hereby declare that closed and turn this frequency back to normal amateur abuse.
Go ahead, let that CW King go.
Let her rip.
Yeah, bomb her up.
Bomb it up.
Yeah, pump it up, John.